Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
As you can imagine, with the COVID pandemic entering its second year and major segments of our population split on how best to respond, the issue of vaccinations are front and center at the Montana legislature. This week, two vaccine-related bills were heard. The first was House Bill 332, an act revising definitions related to immunizations required for school attendance. This bill seeks to address the big question that no one seems to be asking: what do we do with people who have already had the disease and now have natural immunity? House Bill 332 inserts the word immunity into the section of the Montana Code dealing with vaccines, then defines immunity as a state of resistance to a given disease. The bill then goes on to redefine the word immunization. The old definition said an immunization was the induction of a state of resistance to a disease through administration of an immunizing agent. The new definition says induction of a state of resistance to a disease either due to infection with or recovery from a disease or through administration of an immunizing agent. If passed, this will be the first time that natural immunity has been codified in state law. With respect to COVID, those opposed to the bill said we don't know how long natural immunity will last. Those in support of the bill said the same holds true for those who get the vaccine. And so the debate continues. The bill passed out of committee yesterday and should be heard on the House floor later this week. Another vaccine-related bill was heard yesterday in the House Judiciary Committee. This one, House Bill 415, would ban discrimination based on vaccine status. Roughly 50 proponents from as far away as Kalispell and Billings testified in favor of the bill. Those opposed were mainly members of the medical community who testified online. Unlike House Bill 332, this bill focuses more on vaccine mandates, personal autonomy, and vaccine passports. The bill's sponsor pointed to a number of employers who have sent letters to their employees threatening termination if the employee refuses to get the COVID vaccine. She went on to say this violates the right of personal autonomy and Montana law. She also pointed to the fact that a person's medical history, which includes vaccine status, is private and cannot be demanded by an employer. Finally, she questioned where it all ends. She said there are several hundred vaccines in the pipeline dealing with everything from skin cancer to ulcers. Should employers or public services like grocery stores be able to pick and choose which vaccines people should have? Which leads to an issue that legislators have expressed concerns about since last summer, and that is the subject of so-called vaccine passports. The idea that proof of vaccination from COVID could soon be required to access public transportation, public buildings, and even private entities such as grocery stores and medical facilities. Proponents pointed to a change in policy by Montana Catholic Schools that will mandate that all of its students receive a COVID vaccine, and even more interestingly, the nullification of the current option for a religious exemption. All of these concerns raise potential constitutional questions, which will no doubt result in court battles for years to come. House Bill 415 was immediately voted on, passed out of committee, and sent to the House floor for a vote later this week. We'll be there to keep you posted on the status of both bills. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.